We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Tesam Abeis, and we are starting a new Mishnah. Lo Yeshev Odom Lefnei Asapar Somer Lemincha. All of a sudden we start talking about Mincha, even though we are really in a sugya of Shabbos. So Rashi speaks out that since we're going to talk about things in Allah do Erev Shabbos, so we decided we'll talk about also things we can't do right before Mincha, as Rashi speaks out. Lo Yeshev Odom Lefnei Asapar Somer Lemincha. A person should not... Mincha means the time of Mincha. We'll see in the Gemara, Mes Hashem. That a person should not sit in front of a barber close to Mincha. Samach usually means within a half hour. We're Rashi a few places over here. Samach means within a half hour of Mincha. You should not go to a barber. Ach yispal to yidav Mincha. Not only a barber, leikonis odom lemerchitz. You shouldn't go into a merchitz. Beloy lebursiki. You shouldn't go if your job is you do tanning, you make leather. You shouldn't go into your leather shop. After Zman Mincha, you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't start a din Torah. If you started the din Torah, you started to eat, or you started to go to a shower, you don't have to stop. But, you do have to mafsik for Shema, you don't have to mafsik for Tefillah, and the Gemara is an ask that we just said that, we just finished saying that Mincha, but tomorrow we'll come back to that, we'll see. Ad kan the Mishnah. So it says in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to, before Mincha, half hour before Mincha, before Zman Mincha, you can't go into the, you can't go to a barber, not to Americas, not to Burski, not to eat, and not to Din Taira. So the Gemara, hey, Samach Mincha, which Mincha are we referring to? We know there's two Zmani Mincha. One Zman Mincha is Mincha Gedayla. Gedayla means it's a long time to daven, and that comes from a half hour after Chatzais. That's, you know, around, approximately, that's Mincha Gedayla. For example, now it's like 1:30, starts the Zman of Mincha Gedayla, 1:36, 1:38. And Mincha Katana is 9.5 Shoy Zmanis into the day, which comes out around 5:30, around that time. So the question is, which Mincha we talk about? You can't go into a barber at 1 o'clock. Hey, Samach Mincha, Ilema Mincha Gedayla, if it means you can't go into a barber at 1 o'clock, am I a lawyer? You can show us BM2, you don't know 7 hours of Mincha. What's the problem? What are you worried about? Ella, Samach Mincha Katana. Must mean you should go into a barber around 5:30. So then it says, Meschilu, if you went to Reiter Baba, you already started eating, aim after seek, you don't have to stop. That's what would come out. If the Mishnah is saying that Samach Lemincha Katana means you can't go in at 5 o'clock to eat, and says, but you're not supposed to. If you started, you don't have to stop for Mincha. What do you mean, you don't have to stop for Mincha? Name of the Abtuf to Rabbi Shua Malevi, Dom Rabbi Shua Malevi, Kivin Chegia Zman Tfilas Mincha, once you reach Zman Tfilas Mincha, also Odom Shiutam Klum, Kaidim Shispal Tfilas Mincha. You're not allowed to taste anything after it reaches Zman Mincha. Now I'm going to taste. We don't pass like that part of tasting, but Akpana, we're asking if this is on the Mishnah, what's on the Shulma Levi? You can't argue on a Mishnah. This Mishnah says you're allowed to keep on eating. What do you mean? Not, once it comes Zman Mincha, you're not allowed to even taste it. I don't have a team even. So then, how can you say Pshat on the Mishnah is Mincha Katana? If it says that part of the din was that if you do it, you're allowed to continue eating, I won't stream Shulma Levi. Mercy, it's a good kasha. Really, we're talking about Mincha Gedolah. It means at 1 o'clock, you know, right before Mincha, Gedolah already, you cannot do all these things. We ask, that doesn't take that much, that long. So Mora says, yeah, we're talking about special things. Taspiris, we're talking about Taspiris ben Elasha. Taspiris ben Elasha was a son-in-law of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was a very wealthy Talmud Chacham, and he learned that the haircut of the Kohen Gadol was a specialized haircut that he got all the time, could be every day, and it had to be that the hair was the length was that it was the perfect length. It was a length that you could fold it back up on its end and fold perfectly. And to do every single hair like that takes a very long time to do such a haircut. And Ben Elasha hired one time someone to give him a haircut just to see Pshat in that Gemara, Pshat in that Mishnah. So that type of haircut, you shouldn't go into someone from Mincha. Why? Because it might take the whole day. You might miss Mincha. And what's the case of merchitz? Well, merchitz, a kulam milsta merchitz. It means the whole process of merchitz, which means to go in, you have to first scrub your head, then wash it up with hot water, then cold water, and you go into the shvitz. In those days, the bathhouse was a ganza day of here. So it means the whole idea, the whole thing, the ganza chafifa, like we call it. A whole chafifa, that's what it was. That could take a long time. The kulam milsta merchitz. Loyal borsiki, you shouldn't go into a borsiki. It doesn't mean regular going to your job. It means a borsiki daily. You want to start a new project. You make a piece of leather, which could take a very long time. But loyal lecho means a suda gedayla. It means a big suda. Like Taitz speaks out, what's a suda gedayla? It means a suda erisin, a suan. It means like a chasana or a prismila. That type of suda. That's when you can't go in some of the milsta gedayla. But loyal ledin, but chilas, they mean starting it in Torah. So what the first heretz of the Gemara is, they were talking about Mincha Gedoyla. But Dafka Suda Gedoyla, and Dafka Ataspiris Gedoyla. Only big things you can't do. But small things, come out for you there. Of course you'll have to eat regular lunch at home by Mincha Gedoyla time, because that's a Suda Katana. And of course you'll have to take a regular haircut. No problem. You go to work, no problem. That's what comes out for your first heretz. In the Rishonim we call it Lishna Kama. Because there's no Mandi Omit, it's Stam Gemara. Now we have another Mandi Omit in the Mishad. Acha by Yaakov Omar, lo ilam pitas bayir zidon, means a regular haircut. Aye, why can't you go? We said it, he have a whole day. Lechitchila mai lo yeshev, gzeira shem yishovar azug, maybe the barber machine will break. The scissor will break. Lo ilam merchitz lazia ba'alma, means merchitz means just to go regular merchitz. Lechitchila mai lo, why can't you go in regular? Why can't you go in? Gzeira shem yishovar, maybe you're going to faint. And Miss Mincha. Little Bursky. It means just to look at your leather, not even to start a project. And still it's also why. Maybe you'll see a loss in your wares, in your leather. And you'll be thinking about the whole day and forget about Mincha. And you start calling customers and working on some things. And you miss the thing. They've always done Mincha first. Why shouldn't you even eat a Suduk Tana? Maybe you'll keep on eating. Loyla Din, Big Mar Din. Do a Gemara then still also why? Lechatchila my loy. Do ma chazu time as a dinner. Maybe you'll think of a new reason and you have to start again the whole din. So Gemara comes out here by Acha by Yaakov that you can't even do a regular taspiris. You can't do a regular suda until you daven mincha. Even my mincha gedoyla. Lefi lishna kama, it's only suda gedoyla. Lefi lishna basra, even anything is also. And the Gemara says, what's called, we said in our Mishnah, that still, even though it's also Katrila, if you start it, you don't have to stop. What's called starting already? What's called starting a haircut? When you put the cloak of the barbers on your knees, you know, put on a special coat, you shouldn't get dirty. So either mean the person getting a haircut or the person giving the haircut. When they put it on, their coverings, the cape, that's called starting the haircut ready. You don't have to start cutting. That's really called starting ready. What's called starting the merchas? When you start getting undressed, even though you only took off your yarmulke, took off your sudar, those were like a cloak, just took off the cloak. That's enough. That's called starting the merchas ready. When's it called starting to work on your leather? Used to roll up your sleeves and tie it near your shoulders so your hands shouldn't get dirty. So once you did that, you rolled up your sleeves and you tied it, that's already called a starting your leather job. What's called starting off to eat? When you wash your hands. Even before that, when you open up your belt, because to eat, you have to open up your belt, you have to give some room. And Rashi explains that Bnei Bavel used to wear these belts and they pushed their stomach in and they had to eat. They had to leave some room. But it's sure they didn't wear this girdle. And therefore, with them, it starts with the Tilos Adayim. And Amar Abaya continues this theme that Bnei Bavel wore girdle in. Amar Abaya wore these belts. Amar Abaya, Hari Chavim Bavloi, Lamandi Amar Tfilos Arvish Roshos. The feet of the Amar holds the feels out of the shoes. Kim the Shorlei Hemniyai. Once they want to eat supper. Once they took off the belt, you don't make them go back and start married. They let them finish the suda. Once they took off their belt. Freit the Gemara. Lamandi Amar Chayvim Terchinalei. And if it's Chayva, then you are. The Mashal only because Mandi Amar. But if it's Chayva, you do make him go daven now. I even Mincha. But feels Mincha the Kuli Amar Chayvihi. V'tnan Emeschilu Eim Afsikin. It's a Kuli Amar Chayva. And we said, if you start, even by leaving it slow, because you have a lot of time, here you have a lot of time. But tonight, I'm a schilu, I'm a seeker, you don't have to stop. So, Meir is not sure, you don't have to stop. Why is it different than Mincha? Mincha, you don't have to stop. Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina, it means when you want to do Chagura, you don't have to stop by Mincha. And for the Gemara, Hosom, Shricha, Shichris, Hacha, Shricha, Shichris. By Meir, you don't drink a lot. By Mincha, it's not Shchira Shchira. You don't drink so much by Mincha. Still in the middle of the day, you don't drink so much. Mashenkin by Ma'ariv, you drink more. So there, you have to stop and have Ma'ariv, if you remember. Because Hakha Shchira Shchira is going to fall asleep. Another Chilik. You know, Mincha, Kim the Kvile Zivna Mirsis, he's careful, that's the Mifsha. Arvis, by Mincha, he knows he's not going to miss it because he knows Mincha's coming up. So even if we started, we say don't have to stop because we're not worried about you. We know you're going to be careful. But Arvis says, the whole night. Given the cool island, my Arvis Lamir says, also the Mifshah, we come do a Peshaya. Adkan, the Gemara continues more with about belts and all the Zachen. But now let's recap what we learned. So we learned the Tula Shoinis. So Shal is how we paskin, Legabe Mincha, Gedoyla, Mincha Katana. So Toysa speaks out that we paskin like the first mandiyamah, that the only thing you can do b'shas mincha gedaylo, which call it around 1 o'clock, 1:30, is a big taspiris, a big haircut like a benalasha, or a big suda like a he's kind of a chasana, but a small suda is not a problem. What? A perm suda, if it's a lot of people, it might be suda gedaylo. Suda means a lot of people, so that's the mashma. Suda gedaylo means suda eris and suda mila, a lot of people are there. But of a small suda's mutter. We don't pass it like Acha by Yaakov, because since the Gemara is soysim like the first lashon, it says Rav Ashi, who was sad that the Gemara was masad the Gemara soysim that way, therefore we pass it like that man the Yama. And I, the Gemara says, Me'emesai Tchilas Din, the Gemara is saying it looks like we're handling what Tchilas Din is. So it sounds like not like that. So you say that. He's talking about going on Imam Sikim. Going on the lock of Imam Sikim, that's where you know when to start. But like upon him, this is Toys of Shita that we paskin that Suda Katana's mutter. Lamais, the Rif passes like a Racha ben Yaakov. The Rif passes like a Racha. And the Chaba brings down like a Racha ben Yaakov. He paskin that you can't even start Suda Katana, even a small Suda, B'shas, Mincha, Gedela. I said the thing. But the Lamais, the Ramah brings down the Cholkim. And the Ramah ends off. That the minute, and there's another shayla also here comes out. What about by mincha katana? Could I start even a suda katana? If you're first lashon, so then maybe I shouldn't start suda katana. But if I start aim afsikin, you know, all the it's also a whole different nafkmina. Meister Ramah says the minute is that we start a suda katana, not only by mincha gedaylo, even by mincha katana. And he says why? Because the shamash always calls everyone to come to mincha ma'ariv. Therefore, it's not a problem. That's what Ramah says. That's the minig. And the Mishmur brings down that's the minig. He says you shouldn't do a big suda gedaylo. Of course, you shouldn't do. But suda katana is mutter sai first mincha sai second mincha, because the minig is that you call everyone to mincha. But the Ma'aseh, the Hainik Apayis can say, what do you mean? These days, they don't call anyone to mincha. So how what's our hat? Even Mishmur says vidav miyachidus. He says about you can't be samech on this. So also, we don't have anyone calling for mincha. So what's our etah? So, yeah, you can put on an alarm. Then maybe one etah. The Ma'aseh they say if you have a minyan kavua, so then it's not a problem. See, always someone always davens, you know, in a certain shul, where he davens right before shkia every single day. It's also not a problem. It's a mincha kavua. It's the same thing like the shamash. That's what he wants to taina. But the svarim want taina. The ma'aseh, if someone does a mincha thing, then to come a kavua, it should come at least. He shouldn't start by mincha katana. A suda katana. Mincha gedaylo like a paskin like Taisa, like the Ramah paskins, not like the Mechaber. Sfaradi might be worse. But according to the Ramah, the paskin that only a suda gedaylo is also at 1:30, suda katana is mutter, so that's no problem. But at 5:30 to start suda katana, which means washing, because you don't paskin like a shum b'leiv, it says tima is also, it means dafka washing, it means a suda, so then you have to either set an alarm or have a minyan kavua, and then you could do that.